The 15th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks is around the corner, which might mean very little to kids. I know, it sounds strange, such a powerful day, but 10-year-olds weren't even born yet. And that's the thinking behind Jewel Parker Rhodes' new young adult novel. It's set in Brooklyn around a homeless 10-year-old African-American girl who doesn't know a thing about 9/11, despite, or maybe because of the fact that it so impacted her family. Jewel Parker Rhodes is an acclaimed author and teacher, a professor of creative writing at Arizona State. Her new book about 9/11 is Towers Falling. And Jewel, reread You Were Inspired. Inspired by real teachers who watched the attacks from their classrooms in Brooklyn?
Absolutely. Brooklyn New School, PS 146, the whole wall of their building is glass windows, and they were able to see everything that had happened. And when I went to visit the school, they spoke about how even today that the teachers were still traumatized by the event and still unable to talk about it with their students. And so in some ways, what I wanted to do was to create a book where teachers and family can begin having conversations to inform our kids so our kids can be better citizens.
Yeah. And you did find in that school, I mean, let's be clear, there was a principal, Anna Allenbrook, and Susan Westover and Amanda Clark, librarians, very helpful to you and, as you said, witnessed that terrible day. But they also had students who would, what, ask them about the skyline?
Absolutely. When they do their study of New York, the students see the old pictures of the New York skyline, and they'll ask, you know, when the young ones will ask, what happened? You know, where are those buildings? And the school pretty much felt that they didn't want to go there, that there was still so much trauma. So this book, in some ways, gives them a tool to talk about 9/11. But I must say that it's really based on the whole educational principle of PS 146, an integrated curriculum, and also a curriculum that involves problem solving and thinking critically and reading and using your mind.
They build something. They are given different materials, ping pong balls and I think cotton swabs, and they have to figure out how to make a building stand. And it's so hard for them to do. And then they learn that 60 people died just building the towers. And then, of course, they later learn that, you know, how many people died in the towers.
Yes. Education should bring in all disciplines, because in order to understand why would this huge, you know, twin towers, why would they collapse? Why would they fall? Then you also need to understand what a horrific act it was in the context of how they were built. Then it becomes even more terrifying and more sort of like, oh my gosh, the trauma of it. So understanding the science behind the building makes you understand how unexpected, horrific it was for those buildings to fall. Just like understanding music and how music in our culture, Star Spangled Banner, Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land, has a part in our story, or the history of how many times has America been attacked on its soil. One of the notions, too, is that when you start with hard subjects, say the far past, slavery, the Holocaust, you start with something concrete. So that gave me the entree into the book. The teacher, Ms. Garcia, asks her students, what is home? And that's the concrete wedge that opens a story of talking about 9/11, yeah, because America is our home.
Right. It's these concentric circles that the kids get to do. There's some great exercises in here. They have to do exercises like how many groups do they belong to? And then they can show that there's their friends, there's their family, there's Brooklyn, where they live, there's New York City, there's New York State, there's the – I mean, they start to see how many concentric circles they're in.
Yes. And one of the things, too, is that in this day and age of technology, you know, a child who wasn't born for 9/11 can pull up on their cell phone, pull up on the computer visions of the towers burning and the towers falling. So one of the things that they see is this horrible, horrible thing. But what they don't see is the American response. And that's what I wanted to give them, the beautifulness of how all of us felt connected as family, friends, the concentric circles, how all of us make home, and how our bravery, our resilience, our love for one another helped us survive that trauma.
Well, you say kids can pull these things up on their devices, but not all kids can. I love that you raise this point. You know, we talk about inequity, But inequity with kids is just stunning. I mean, you know, back in the day, everybody had the same TV set. It didn't cost anything. You had the same landline. Everybody had the same access to information. Now you've got this little girl, Deja, in a homeless shelter. She definitely doesn't have a smartphone or even a TV. She doesn't have a clue about anything that her friends are talking about in many cases, and certainly not 9/11.
Absolutely. And it's her friend Ben who shows her these things on technology. But Deja, to me, was very important because when the terrorists bombed the Twin Towers, you know, they were thinking, we'll hit America in its capitalistic soul. And that's not what America is all about. We're about principles and values of justice, democracy, you know, freedom. And by having a homeless girl, it made me possible to demonstrate that regardless of class, we are all Americans. Regardless of race, we are all Americans. Regardless of, you know, whether we're immigrants or we're born in America, we are all Americans. And the neat thing is that Deja discovers that her homelessness is because her dad worked in the towers,
right.
That her dad is now suffering from anxiety and respiratory distress. So she doesn't know that that history has impacted her personally, and she's able to help heal her dad by recognizing that he had a special place. He is a hero because he helped save one woman who had her connections to family and friends and community. If you go all the way back to the founding of our nation, there was love for, you know, equal justice, democracy, love for our community. We are the revolutionaries. So in 8 years, a fifth grader will be able to marry, be able to join the service. A fifth grader will be able to go to college. A fifth grader will be able to vote. And I want them to be reminded of our founding principles, because that's what keeps us strong. And that's what kept us united as a nation post 9/11.
Yeah. But I want to mention something that you brought up, the idea that kids have access to images from 9/11 on their devices, and you do not shy away from this. They watch people jumping from the buildings. You described the man and the woman holding hands and the woman's dress blowing out in the breeze. And, you know, most of us tried not to see this. Why did you? Because you know the kids are going to read the book and go look for that. Is that maybe too much for them to see?
I don't think so. I think we live in a different age, and children are incredibly smart. If we can teach them about slavery, if we can teach the Holocaust, if we can teach about terrorism, we can certainly teach more specifically about the 9/11 incident. I think, though, one of the things that I, as an artist and an educator, do in the book is I take these brief moments of, yes, of the horrible, but the novel as a whole transforms. It shows how through art, including the visit to the 9/11 memorial, how through art we can make peace. Some realities need to be presented in a measured way, in a school context, in a family context, because again, in 8 years, these are the citizens who will rule our world. I get the children through, and I hope I get lots of children in schools through to understand that it's our pride in who we are that triumphs. And that's something that terrorists or terrorism can never take away, that sense of how our nation was founded and what we believe in.
That's Jewel Parker Rhodes, author of Towers Falling, the new young adult book, centers around a group of friends trying to understand the events of 9/11 as they learn about them for the first time in a classroom from which teachers watched it happen. It should be interesting to see what, you know, what if it goes in, you know, how many classrooms it goes into.
Well, you know, there is one classroom in New York that right now they're petitioning the school board to teach it as a sort of a whole year-long unit, and then to change their field trip, which for 20 years has been in Mystic Port, Connecticut. They want to come to 9/11. Mm. And I've said that if they go to the 9/11 memorial, I will meet them there.
Hmm. Well, we'll stay tuned. Thanks so much.
Thank you.